there are a lot of saints.
啊，当他们在遇到一些事情的时候，他们有时候也做错了选择。
Though they have great faith, sometimes when they face choices, they might have made the wrong choices.
所以我们今天将几个事迹拿出来和大家来做分享。
So today, let us look at a few examples.
我们先来看创世纪的二十章。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 20.
请看创世纪二十章。
Genesis chapter 20.
在二十章里面记载的这个亚伯拉罕和他的妻子撒拉。
Chapter 20 records an encountering of Abraham and his wife Sarah.
他们移居到一个叫做基拉尔的地方，那是非利士人的地方。
They have moved to Gerar, a place where the Philistines resided.
亚伯拉罕在那个时候，他因为看到那里的人，以为他们是没有拜神的。
At that certain place of time, Abraham thought that those people who resided there did not worship God.
所以他就说他的太太呢，这个撒拉是他的妹妹。
And therefore, for fear of his own life, he claimed that his own wife Sarah was his sister.
他害怕别人，因为他如果是说的他的是他的妻子，会将他杀害。
He lied this certain way because he wanted to save his own life. He did not want others to kill him for his wife.
他因为这样子的隐瞒这个事情，所以引起了一些波折。
And for this cover-up, this striked up some problems.
我们来看第八节这里。
Let us look at verse 8.
第八节说，亚比米勒清早起来，召了众臣仆来，将这些事说给他们听，他们都甚惧怕。亚比米勒召了亚伯拉罕来，对他说：“你怎么像我这样行呢？我在什么事上得罪了你？你竟然使我和我国里的人陷在大罪里，你向我们行不当行的事了。”第十节。亚比米勒又对亚伯拉罕说：“你见了什么才这才做这事呢？”十一节。亚伯拉罕说：“我以为这地方的人总不惧怕神，必为我妻子的缘故杀我。”我们看到这里就知道，当这个亚伯拉罕他说谎了以后造成了这个亚比米勒他们这个王呢，还有他的这个国家呢，有一些遇到一些困难，一些问题。
Through this incident, we can see that because of Abraham's lie, he caused a King Abimelech and his kingdom and his soldiers some problems.
所以在 第二天呢，这个王啊，还有臣仆呢，他们听说这个事实的真相以后呢，就非常的惧怕。
And therefore, the very next day, when the king and his officials found out the truth about what had happened, they were in fear.
为什么亚伯拉罕他要欺骗说他是他的妹子呢？
And why did Abraham lie about his own wife being his sister?
这个王责备亚伯拉罕。
And so the king rebuked Abraham.
你差一点把我们大家呢都陷在这个罪里面了。
You have almost put all of our lives in risk.
从王他所说的话可以知道。
And from what the king has said, we can see that.
这个亚比米勒王呢，他是敬畏神的，他是惧怕神的。
King Abimelech, he is a king that feared God.
所以他才会将这个撒拉呢退还给这个亚伯拉罕。
And because of this, he returned Abraham's wife Sarah to him.
亚伯拉罕他从一开始，他就是用他主观的这种感觉来判断这件事情。
In the very beginning of this incident, Abraham made his judgment upon his own perspective.
我们看到十一节这里说到，我以为这地方的人不惧怕神。
In verse 11 says that he said, I thought the people of this land did not fear God.
我们人呢，往往很相信自己这个直觉或者是个人的这个看法。
It is so in our own lives that we often make our judgments according to our own perspectives.
但是我们这种个人的看法呢，往往会偏向于主观对事情的判断不一定是很正确的。
However, our own judgment and our perspectives are not often right.
即使我们都知道亚伯拉罕他的信仰是非常的好。
Although we all know that Abraham is a man of great faith.
但是信仰好呢，并不代表这个他对任何事情的看法或者判断呢，都是绝对的正确
But Obey his faith doesn't mean that he always makes a perfect judgment.
所以我们应当对自己，还有对事情、对物、对一些人，这个判断要正确。
And therefore, this is something we can tell ourselves when we examine our motives for making our judgments.
因为判断如果错误了，会影响很大。
Because if we make the wrong judgments, sometimes it has great influence.
有时候是错估了自己。
Sometimes we might have underestimated ourselves.
有时候是错估了别人啊。
Sometimes we might have mistaken or misunderstood others.
亚伯拉罕他可以说这个事情呢影响很大。
And so this incident was of great influence to Abraham.
以他所有接触的人呢。都受到影响。
And all those people who were involved in this incident were influenced.
因为他一开始的判断，往这边的人是不怕神的。
Because of his initial judgment that the people of that land did not fear God.
他以为他们什么事都敢做出来。
And he thought that they would do anything at no cost.
但是亚伯拉罕他错了。
But Abraham was wrong.
事实上，这边的人呢，很怕神。
It was in actuality that the people that resided in this land, they were God-fearing.
当他们知道事实的真相的时候，他们很害怕。
And therefore, when they found out about the truth of the things, they were afraid.
所以亚伯拉罕他错得太厉害了。
And therefore, this is on a huge mistake on account of Abraham.
差一点让别人来犯罪了，给别人犯罪的机会。
He had almost caused others to sin.
甚至呢，差一点害了这边的人了，全部都死掉。
And he has almost put all the lives of those people at risk.
后来是神来出面来阻止，来避免了这个悲剧的发生。
But because interfering of God and thus the problem was solved.
但是亚伯拉罕在那个时候已经踏出了错误的第一步了。
But we can see that from this incident, Abraham obviously made the initial mistake.
所以亚伯拉罕就亚比米勒就在责备他。
And so King Abimelech rebuked him.
一个拜神的人，让一个不从信仰的人呢来责备他，实在是非常没有面子啊。
And it doesn't seem right that someone of a different faith would have the chance to rebuke Abraham, a man of such great faith.
我们如果是一个敬拜神的人，让一个没有敬拜神的人来指责你说你犯罪了，你犯了大罪了，这样子实在是很不应该。
And we should not let others who are not God-fearing to rebuke us for the mistakes that we make.
亚伯拉罕他是根据什么来判断的？
So what did Abraham base his judgment upon?
我们看圣经里面就可以了解，他只不过是根据他的直觉的反应。
But from the Bible, we can tell that he made his judgment according to his own natural instinct.
因此，很多人是过于相信自己的那种直觉。并不一定靠得住啊。
And sometimes this is the same with us that we often follow our instinct and it's not always right.
所以我们对很多事情的判断要很小心。
And so we should remind ourselves to be careful when we make judgments.
因为这个事情往往会牵连到许多人啊，又牵连到自己。
Because a wrong judgment might influence a lot more other people that's not just ourselves.
有时候大到教会或者家庭。
Sometimes it could influence the church or your family.
或者小到个人都会受到影响的。
Not only would it influence yourself.
好，我们来再请看《列王记上》19章。
That is look at 1 Kings chapter 19.
请看《列王记上》19章第九节。
First Kings chapter 19 verse 9.
列王记上十九章第九节。
First Kings chapter 19 verse 9.
他在那里进了一个洞，就住在洞中。耶和华的话临到他说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么？”第十节，他说：“我为耶和华万军神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一人，他们还要寻索我的命。”在这里是以利亚先知。他也是一个信仰非常好的人。
Here you can see Prophet Elijah. He is also a man of great faith.
但在这个时候是他信心软弱的时候。
And this incident is when he was at the weakest point of his faith.
他跑到神的山，就是何烈山，住在洞里面。
He went up to Mount Horeb and lived in a cave.
神问他，你在这里做什么？
And so the Lord came to him and asked him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
他的回答呢，在第十节这里。表示说他对目前的这个环境呢 判断不够正确啊。
And therefore, you can see from verse 10 that that was his judgment on the situation that he was in at the time.
他对别人对自己呢判断都不正确。
The judgment that he made to according to others and to himself were false.
啊，那第十节那边说到，他以为呢只剩下他一个人了。
In verse 10, he said that, and he thought that he was the only one left.
一个人的判断呢，会影响他的决定。
And so we can see that here, a man's judgment can, all, can interfere with his decisions.
然后会影响他做决策的这个啊，很重要。
And this will influence very important decisions.
啊，对他这个判断的这个成败很重要。
And this decision will make a great influence on the results.
所以当我们要在判断事情的时候，要学习要有智慧。
So when we are making judgments on something, we must learn to have wisdom.
我们一个敬拜神的人，可以从神那边呢得到很多很多的智慧。
As a God-fearing person, we can receive a lot of wisdom from our Lord.
好，我们来看这个箴言第一章。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 1.
在箴言里面一开始。就第一章第一节就这里开始就教导了我们很多啊，告诉我们要重视箴言的话。
Proverbs chapter 1 it tells us to
第二节啊，箴言第一章第二节
Proverbs chapter 1 verse 2
这里说要使人晓得智慧的训诲分辨通达的言语请念
For attending wisdom and discipline for understanding words of insight
第三节
verse 3
使人处事呢能够领受智慧公义啊，公平正直的训诲。
For acquiring a discipline and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair.
啊，第四节说到使愚人呢灵敏，使少年人有知识和谋略。
First, for giving prudence to simple knowledge and discretion to the young.
所以我们也应当要重视箴言里面给我们的这些话语。
So we must remember the words of wisdom from Proverbs.
让我们当一辈子呢都受。受用无尽啊
！So that we can be protected under these laws.
我们刚才说到亚伯拉罕和以利亚这两个人。
So we've looked at the example of Prophet Elijah and Abraham.
他们在不同的时代呢，具有代表性的人物了。
They're very significant figures in different times.
但是他们都有共同的一个特点。
But they had one thing in common.
当他们在这个心没有安静的时候
，When their heart were not calm，
会做出了。啊，不好的判断。
It caused them to make wrong judgment. 啊，
当这个亚伯拉罕他来到这个基拉尔的时候，他心里开始担忧啊。
When Abraham came to the land of Gerar, he was afraid.
来到这个外邦人的地方。
Because he thought he had came to a place of the Gentiles.
那这些人对我啊不友善啊，很不利。
And he thought those people were unfriendly to them.
所以他就对他们有所担忧啦，有所惧怕。
Therefore, he had he had predispositions towards them.
所以他对事情的估计呢，就偏向于不好的一面。
And therefore, he judged towards a negative thinking.
今天我们在估计判断这个事情的时候，不可以只单单想到不好的一面。
So today when we're looking at the face of a problem, we should not only look negatively.
当然也不要只想到坏的一面啊。
We should not look at things with a negativity.
因为往往的事情呢不是这么的单纯啊。
Because often things have two sides to it.
有时候没有绝对的好与坏啊。
There are no extremes.
所以这个好坏呢都需要评估一下。
And therefore we should use our own discernment to judge.
那他们这两个人，刚才我们说了这两个人，他们一开始心里都有一些担忧。
So we can see that these two examples at the very beginning they were afraid and worried.
所以他们就靠着他们直觉的判断。
Because they were worried, they based their judgment according to their own instinct.
结果就错得太厉害了。
But because of that, they made mistakes.
所以两个人都受到一些亏损。
And because of this, they had suffered loss.
后来就是神来出面来阻挡。
But because our great Lord interfered.
那以利亚先知呢？他判断错误啊，神也是亲自来阻挡。
And because of the misjudgment of Prophet Elijah, God also interfered.
并且来提醒他说，不是这样子的。
And God appeared and reminded him that things were not so.
告诉他说，你还有7000个朋友呢，是站在神这一边的人。
And the Lord reminded Prophet Elijah that you had another 7,000 allies who were standing by your side.
神来特别提醒他，你的看法错了。
And so here we can see that the Lord actually appeared to him and told him that his judgments were wrong.
因为以利亚他的判断错误，所以就影响到他的生活和他的工作。
And because of this misjudgment on the part of Prophet Elijah, it really influenced his life and his job.
他自认为说，在那个时候已经没有工作的伙伴了，他已经没有同伴了。只有他剩下他自己一个人。
At that certain time, he thought that he was the only one left, and he had no one on his side.
所以他的工作呢，就觉得他很孤单的，很痛苦。
And therefore, he felt really lonely.
他觉得大家都离开他去了啊。
And he felt that he was left out, and he was left alone.
那我们谈到这里呢，想想我们有时候在做圣工啊。
So we can reflect upon our own lives when we are doing holy work at church.
我们是不是仍然有患了同样的这种毛病？
Does this also happen to us?
好像有时候做工做到非常的孤单。
Sometimes have we worked until we felt like we are lonely?
好像在你的四周围都没有同工了。
You feel like no one else is on your side, backing you up.
绝对不会是这样子。
And I think it is not so.
神一定是在旁边安排了许许多多的人。他们也是站在神这边的。
It is for certain that God has arranged others to stand by your side.
我们再来另外讲一则故事。
Let us share another example.
请看列王记上十二章第八节。
First Kings chapter 12 verse 8.
列王记上十二章第八节。
First Kings chapter 12 verse 8.
第八节，王却不用老年人给他出的主意，就和那些与他一同长大，在他面前势力的少年人商议说：“这民对我说，你父亲使我们负重轭，求你使我们轻松些，我们给你们给啊，我们你们给我出个主什么什么主意，我好回复他们。”
Verse nine, verse ten.
第十节啊。那同他长大的少年人说：“这民对王说，你父亲使我们负重轭，求你使我们轻松些。”王对他们如此说：“我的小拇指头比我父亲的腰还粗，我父亲使你们负重轭，我必使你们负更重的轭。我父亲用鞭子责打你们，我要用楔子鞭责打你们。”第十二节。
Verse 12.
耶罗伯安和众百姓遵着罗伯安王所说的，你们第三日再来见我的那话。第三日他们果然来了。第十三节，王用严厉的话回答百姓，不用老年人给他们出的主意。在这一段呢，是讲到所罗门王他的儿子罗伯安王他当初要做王的时候。
Here's an example of the son of King Solomon, Rehoboam, when he was crowned king.
当他做王的时候，他的这个百姓呢，就派代表来请愿啊。
And when he became king, his people sent officials to ask him to come to him for a plea.
他们来求王来减轻他们的重担。
They pleaded so that the king would lessen their burdens.
这种请求呢是有道理的。
And these, this is a justified, this is a justified argument.
因为在所罗门王那个时代呢，国家不断的建设了。
Because in the time of King Solomon, the country was in development.
那么他长时间的这个召集百姓，而且工作非常的重啊。
For a very long time, and all the people had to work very hard.
他们人民都生活在非常的痛苦当中了。
So the people during his kingdom suffered.
所以他们来请愿，这是合情合理的。
So their plea to the new king was quite justified.
但是面对这种事情的时候，这个罗伯安王呢，他怎么来处理呢？
However, we can look at the actions that Rehoboam took.
我们看到，当国家发生的这个有困难的时候，正是在考验这个领导者能力的时候。
Whenever a country faces problems, it is certainly a test to the wisdom of its leader.
那这个王他当时也征求别人的意见。
And therefore, at this point, we can see that the king also seek the help and advice from others.
当然这样子是好的。
And this is a good thing.
但是他要能够来判断啊。
But he has to make the discernment himself.
一个在位的人 任何的团体、包括这个一个国王在内的，甚至是一个小家庭、这个领导者呢，他要会判断。
Being a leader to any affiliation,、whether it be a king or a leader or the head of a house,、this person need to have show good discernment.、
这个王他是带领他的国家，他要征询别人的意见，这是对的。
And therefore, it is right for a king to ask for advice from his people.
但是这个王呢，他是最后他要做出他的决定的。
And no matter what the、judgments are, eventually the king has to make his own discernment.
王不能说他征询别人的意见之后、他自己不会去判断。
It cannot be that the king, after asking for others' advice, and he doesn't know what decision to make.
如果是一个领导者，一个王，他不会做判断，他就会被人家牵着走。
If a leader does not know how to make his own judgments, then he would be swayed by his people and the words of other people.
那我们看到罗伯安王，他征询了别人的意见。
So we can see that here, King Rehoboam, he asked for the advice from others.
那时候有两派，一个是老臣啊。那些老年人，一个是少年人，那些比较年少的。
And there were two voices of advice. There were the elders from his country, and there were the young, and there were the young officials that grew up with him.
那些老臣们，他们对国家的贡献是很多的。
The elders had great contributions to the country.
他们的意见都不错啊，请求王呢，让他们百姓呢轻松一些。
They made great advice, suggesting that the king would lessen the burdens of the people.
但是那些年少的人呢，少年人呢，他却不认同人民的这种请愿。
However, this advice was rejected by the younger advisors.
告诉王说要给他们一个下马威啊。
They suggested the king showed his power.
那意思表现出说我比我的父王更厉害了。
The younger man suggested that the king showed he had more power than his father.
这两个意见让罗伯安王呢来做判断。
And so the king had to make his own judgment.
结果他采取了少年人的这种意见。
In the end, he took the advice of the young man.
当他的话一说出去，这国家就分裂了。
And because of this, his country was split up.
大部分的国土呢都失去了。
And he eventually lost a huge portion of his land.
所以他的判断错误呢，导致于他的决策出了问题啊。
Because of this single misjudgment, he suffered a lot.
所以说判断很重要。
Therefore, it is very important for us to discern.
我们现在把这个范围缩小一点。
Let us narrow down our topic of focus.
我们谈谈个人的这种信仰和耶稣的关系。
Let's apply this to our own belief in our relationship towards God.
我们对信仰的判断要正确。
The discernment that we have for our own faith has to be correct.
请来看这个哥林多后书第五章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
请看哥林多后书第五章十六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 16.
哥林多后书五章十六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 16。
十六节所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。保罗呢，他过去凭着外貌来认耶稣。
Apostle Paul claimed that in the past, regarded Christ from an outwardly appearance.
这是他看错了。
And this was his mistake.
他在这个犹太教里的时候非常的热心。
When he was practicing Judaism, he was very zealous.
但是他一直都不认耶稣啊，不认识耶稣。
But however, he never recognized Jesus Christ.
甚至他是去逼迫基督徒啊。
And he even went as far as to persecute the Christians.
一直到后来被主来选召，他才知道错了，他错了。
It was not until when he was personally called by the Lord that he realized that he was in the wrong.
所以过去的保罗他在信仰上是判断错误啊。
And therefore, in the past, Paul had a wrong discernment.
他去逼迫耶稣的时候，他还自以为呢，他对这个宗教的信仰的相当的热心。
When he persecuted the Christians, he thought he was fully justified.
为什么会这样？
And why was this so?
这个最基本的原因呢，他在这边讲到，他是看外貌，凭着外貌来看耶稣。
And in this verse, we can see that he gave an explanation to why, because in the past he regarded Jesus Christ from a worldly point of view.
他不了解耶稣就是弥赛亚。
He did not understand that Christ Jesus was Messiah.
大多数的是犹太教的人啊，现有他们都不能接受耶稣就是弥赛亚，就是救主。
Most of the Jews, they did not accept Jesus Christ as their Messiah.
在他们想，救主怎么能够像耶稣这样出生在这种马槽里这么卑微的这个地方？
In their worldly point of view, they could not understand how their Messiah could be born in such a lowly, humble setting.
这些犹太教的人很难以相信、接受。
And therefore, the Jews they could not accept that.
那这种观念就是凭着外貌来看人。
And this is how they regarded Jesus Christ from a worldly point of view.
其实保罗他在信仰上非常的火热啊，就是因为，但是因为他判断出了问题。
But it wasn't that Paul wasn't zealous. He was very zealous towards his religion, but it was because he had a misjudgment.
所以他就陷在一个错误的信仰里面，在花热心。
And therefore he was stuck in a wrong. He was stuck being zealous in a mistake.
他去逼迫基督徒。非常的热心。
He was zealous in persecuting the Christians.
但是最后归纳起来，一点这个功劳也没有。
But eventually he realizes that it does him no good.
并且得罪了耶稣。
And he did wrong.
耶稣选召他的时候说：“你为什么逼迫我啊？”
And therefore, when Apostle Paul was called upon by the Lord Himself, the Lord asked him, "Why do you persecute me?"
今天我们很多人在信仰上的错，有的做错误的选择。
If we look at our lives now in our religion, have we made the wrong decisions?
还甚至以为还在那个错误的信仰里面，在那边很热心的在工做工啊。
Do we realize that we might have made the wrong decisions, but yet we work zealously?
我们很感谢神，神带领我们到真耶稣教会来。
But we must be thankful and grateful that God has led us into true Jesus Christ.
但是我们看到许许多多，当他们还没有进入到真耶稣教会的时候，他们
we can see that there are a lot of others who hasn't come to true Jesus Church yet.
他们在过去的错误的信仰里头，怎么样的热心都没有用啊。
All the other Christians in other churches, they are so zealous, but it could not lead them to the final salvation.
当保罗他自己以为大发热心了。要去捉拿基督徒，到了大马色的地方去。
It was likened to Apostle Paul when he was persecuting the Christians to a point when he reached Damascus.
他要去大马色那个地方，那个地方是在这个迦南地的东北方。
He went to Damascus, which was at the northeast side of land of Canaan.
那是要走很远的路啊。
And it was a long way.
但是那个时候的基督徒，他们传福音的工作还没有传到那里啊。
And it was because the Christians hasn't spread their gospel as far as that point.
所以我们看到这个保罗就是以前的这个扫罗，他在错误的信仰里头这么样的热心。
You can see how Paul, who was so zealous in his mistaken faith.
那我们今天我们要说，我们在主里面做工呢，才不会徒然。
And so today we must realize that, and so that we won't work in vain.
那我们对工作的判断要清楚。
We must discern. We must show discernment in our work.
否则会成了别人的这种阻碍。
Or we could have become obstacles in other people's path.
是别人的工作上的阻碍。
We could become obstacles in other people's work.
也会得罪了主耶稣。
We might even wrong Jesus Christ.
我们再来讲一个，我们看约翰一书第一章。
Let us look at First John.
约翰一书第一章的四十五节。
First John, chapter one.
45. 四十五节。约翰福音，对不起。
Sorry,
约翰福音
Gospel of John
第一章四十五节。
Gospel of John chapter one verse 45。
四十五节
Verse 45。
会利找着拿单叶，对他说：“摩西在律法上所写的，众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。”四十六节。
Verse 46.
拿但业对他说，拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？腓力说，你来看。47节，耶稣看见拿但业来，就指着他说，看哪、啊，这是真以色列人，他心里没有诡诈的。48节，拿但业对耶稣说，你从哪里知道我呢？耶稣回答说，腓力还没有招呼你啊，你在无花果树底下我就看见你了。在这里呢写到这个拿但业啊，拿但业他说了啊，这个拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？
Initially this records the incident when Jesus called on Philip and Nathanael, and initially Nathanael thought, how could anything good come from Nazareth?
这句话就是主观的偏见啊。
And this was his very own initial judgment.
这句话呢也是凭着外貌啊来看人。
And this was judging according to worldly views.
拿撒勒是一个小镇啊，让人家瞧不起眼啊。
The town of Nazareth is a very tiny, insignificant town.
所以影响人判断的这个出问题。
And therefore, according to his first judgment, he did not understand why Jesus Christ would come from there.
大多数是都是没有出色的外貌啊。
A lot of times, things do not have a pretty outer appearance.
一个人如果没有好的外貌、好的背景或者好的学历、好的工作。好的职业啊，常常会让人家看清的。
If a person does not look good, have a good education background, a good career, then he could be looked down by others.
耶稣他本身就是这样，被人家世人来看清了。
Jesus Christ was such a figure when he was on earth.
拿但业从来没有看过耶稣。
He was looked down by the people of the world. Nathanael has never seen Jesus Christ.
他还没有看到。
And before he even met him,
他只是听到拿撒勒哦，就开始来批评了。拿撒勒能够出什么好的吗？
When he had heard that Jesus Christ came from Nazareth, he said that how could anything good come from Nazareth?
好在这个腓力啊，他没有灰心，硬把他拉过去啊。
But it was good that at this time Philip insisted on bringing him.
这个撒母耳先知呢，他差一点呢封杀了大卫王啊。
And also, prophet.Samuel also, he almost.
大卫王，我们来看哈、哦、撒母耳记上的十六章。
He almost gave up on King David.
请看撒母耳记上十六章第六节。
Let us look at First Samuel.
十六章。
Chapter 16.
撒母耳记上十六章第六节。
First Samuel chapter 16 verse 6.
第六节啊。
Verse 6.
他们来的时候，撒母耳看见以利亚，就心里说：“耶和华的受膏者必定在他面前。”第七节。
Seven.
耶和华对撒母耳说：“不要看他的外貌和他的身材高大，我不拣选他，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看人内心的。”啊，我们看到。人是看人的外貌，
Lord,
神是看我们内心的。
The Lord says that the Lord does not look at the things man look like.
哦，当扫罗王失败的时候，神准备要来膏这个大卫。
When Saul was going to his downfall, God was prepared to anoint David.
啊、哦，他就叫撒母耳到这个耶西的家。
He had asked Samuel to come to the house of Jesse.
但是并没有告诉他说是高哪一个儿子，因为耶西有八个儿子。
And because Jesse had eight sons, he did not tell Samuel which one he wanted anointed.
撒母耳就看到这个老大以利亚。
And Samuel saw the firstborn.
哦，认为他很俊美，一定就是要高这个啊，高这个以利亚。
And he thought that he was big and beautiful, so he wanted to anoint him.
所以我们看撒母耳在这个时候呢，他错了。人不可貌相啊。
Samuel judged upon his first impression.
我们真耶稣教会在早期的时候呢，常常被外教会呢来看不起我们。
In the initial stage of the establishment of True Jesus Christ, other churches often look down on us.
在我们真教会的早期呢，都是一些无学的小民啊，一些让人家看不起的，没有什么人才。他们说我们教会没有什么人才。
At the earlier stages, a lot of our believers are not of high status, and other people looked down on us and said that we have no talents at church.
但是 在今天呢，我们感谢神啊，神让许许多多的外教会跌破眼镜啊。
But thank the Lord that today God has completely changed the perspectives that other churches have on us.
最主要的是神和我们同在。
The main thing being that Christ is with us.
在箴言里面有许多宝贵的这个经节啊，让我们知道这个智慧的重要。
In the book of Proverbs, there are a lot of great verses that teaches the importance of wisdom.
比如说像在箴言第三章二十一节，告诉我们要谨守真智慧和谋略。
Like in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 1 it says that we must
21节
verse 21 it says that we must persevere in sound judgment and discretion.
那你坦然行路呢，就不至于碰脚。
And so that it will light up your way and you will not stumble.
我想最后呢，我要做一个短短的见证。
So I am going to give a testimony.
在以前我住的这个纽西兰奥克兰教会呢，有一些见证啊。那我现在提的一个是跟这个今天要讲的主题有关的。
I would like to give a testimony about the topic of tonight, and this happened in Auckland Church back when I was in New Zealand.
有一个张弟兄啊，他这个他们是从大陆移民到纽西兰的。
A certain brother Chang, he immigrated to New Zealand from mainland China.
那这个张弟兄呢，他算是一个算是知识分子，高等的知识分子。
Brother Chang, he was well educated.
那么他从小就在这个大陆呢受共产党这种洗脑，所以他们有这种唯物论的思想。
Ever since he was young, he was educated under the communist thoughts.
他们认为呢，人是属肉体的属世界的。
And they believe that humans belong in their fleshly body in this world.
人活着呢，就是要追求名啊，追求利。
And therefore, living in this world, all we should sought after is fame and wealth.
所以他从小就立志要研究科学走科学的这个道路。
And therefore, ever since he was young, he was determined to study in science.
那么这样子在对人类呢，才有做一个比较好的贡献。
And this is his way of trying to give back to the world.
但是随着他接受知识的增长之后
，But the more that he got educated,
渐渐了解到大自然很奇妙很多那个深不可测的这种力量。
He began to understand that within the realms of this world and in the studies of science, he realized that there are a lot of things that are beyond human understanding.
他也了解到人的力量很微小。
And he realized that humans they hold very puny powers.
所以人在这个无穷尽的这个宇宙当中呢，是微不足道的。
And he realized that how helpless and powerless humans are in this eternal world.
那过去他所要追求这个属世的、属世界的，事实上这些理想呢，实在是捕风了，实在是像圣经讲的这种虚空捕风。
And he came to realize that all the things that he used to pursue after the wealth and fame of this world, is just like catching after wind.
所以当他渐渐了解的时候，他认为过去的想法呢，有一些可笑、可悲啊。
And that's when he realized that what he believed in the past was ridiculous.
随着这个之后呢，他就开始一直的想要追求金钱追求物质的享受。
And because of this realization, he started to pursue after materialistic satisfaction.
他认为呢，这样才能够在这个短暂的这个人生当中呢，得到一些的安慰
To his understanding, this was his only way to gain some comfort in his short-lived life.
所以他们夫妻呢，在1995年就移民到纽西兰。
And therefore, he along with his wife immigrated to New Zealand in year 1995.
他在想说要追求另一种那种生活
He wanted to pursue a different lifestyle.
能够来冲淡他一些在这种对于人生的一种无奈能够冲淡一些。
He wanted to erase some of his doubts that he had towards life.
那刚刚他们到纽西兰的时候，发生了一些事情。
And when they first arrived to New Zealand, a lot of things happened.
让他的太太呢就体验感觉到说，这个宇宙间呢 是有啊、有神有鬼。
And because of the things that happened to them, his wife came to realize that within the realms of this universe, there is a God and there is an evil power.
哦，所以他就想要去寻求一些解决的办法。
And because of this, they seeked for ways to solve their problems.
所以他就找了算命师啦，或者是这个风水师的来，但是这些都不能够来满足他的心灵。
They asked for superficial means like fortune telling and adjusting feng shui, but these things did not help at all.
那过去他们没有任何的宗教信仰。
In the past, they did not have any religion.
啊，他们认为宗教呢都是一样的。
They believed that all religions were the same.
他们都认为宗教是一种团体啊，只不过是劝人为善的。
They think that religions are groups of people that help do good.
是没有必要来相信的。
And it's pointless to believe.
只要我们的行事为人啊，对对。起了自己的良心就好了。
As long as we have a clear conscience and we feel all right with ourselves, then that's fine.
不过他的太太呢，最后啊有机会来到真耶稣教会。
In the end, Brother Chang's wife had a chance to come to True Jesus Church.
啊，只有他太太啊先来到教会啊。
So his wife came to church first.
那不久呢，我们教会啊同着传道啦负责人就去访问啊，到他家去访问。
And not long after, the person in charge and elders went to his house to visit them.
那一次记得正好是林永基啊，那时候还是传道啊。那一到他家呢，就很奇妙的打开诗篇啊第九篇第十节。
And because when they went to visit them, it was miraculously that when they opened the Bible, they turned to Psalms chapter 9 verse 10.
我想这是神的感动啊，很奇妙的，让这个林永基传道呢，当时呢啊，一打开圣经呢，就翻这一节要来分享给这个张弟兄。
It was miraculous of the turn of events that when they were sharing Bible verses, this was the verse that came up.
这节经节说，我们一生的年日是七十岁啊，若是强壮了，可以到八十岁。
This verse says that our timed in our life is 70, and for the longer ones we live till 80.
但是其中所经夸的只不过劳苦愁烦啊。
But then in this world we toil and we suffer.
当他一同来念这一节经节的时候呢，他深深的受到感动。
And when they read this verse, they were deeply moved.
在这个张弟兄他的内心呢，就起了这种共鸣。
And in Brother Chang's heart, he felt he was moved.
他说啊，这节经节正好讲到他的这种苦闷啊。
Because this verse hit him right on the heart.
啊，这一节就是每一个人一生的真实的写照。
And this is quite practical a description of everyone's life.
那一次呢，是他第一次接触到这本圣经啊，就是看那一节。
And this was the very first time he ever read the Bible.
哦，从此以后他感觉哇，这个圣经这么的好。
And from then on, he started to realize how great the Bible is.
接着他就愿意来查考圣经啊，能够从这里面来寻找人生的答案。
And from then on, he started to study the Bible zealously to find answers to life.
啊，当时他的太太带着小孩来到教会，他还是没有来教会。
And at the time, his wife took his children to the church, but he still did not go to church.
从他家到教会呢，差不多有二十多分的这个车程呢、
It was about a 20-minute car ride from his house to the church.
那每一次都是我们弟兄姐妹呢，那无条件的接送啊。
And every time they would go to church, it was a brother or sister from our church would give them rides.
那又在那个时候呢？他们有遇到的一些问题，我们弟兄姐妹都主动的来帮助他们。
And when they face difficulties in life, our brothers and sisters help them.
让他从过去以来对人的这种看法完全180度的转变。
And therefore his judgment and belief on people certainly changed.
过去他们在大陆的时候，这个心里呢总是防着别人。当别人对他们好的时候，他们会觉得很奇怪。
In the past, when he was still living in China, they the habit for the people there was that they would protect themselves against others.
然后他在这个时候看到我们弟兄姐妹对待他们好像自己一家人一样。
And therefore, he was very surprised to see that the brothers and sisters from church treated them like their own family members.
那这些事情让他们这种硬肠很硬的心肠的人呢，看了心里就受到感动。
And because of these warm behaviors, they melted their heart of stone.
其实这也是主耶稣的爱深深的来吸引着他。
And this is because the love of God has touched him.
所以接着他就把他的工作呢丢在一边，主动的来参加教会的聚会了。
And because of this, he started to set aside his work and come to church to worship.
他刚刚来教会的时候我们对于我们所讲的这个谈的这个讲到的这个圣经的这些的道理，他没有办法了解。
When he first came to church, he did not really understand the teachings from our sermons.
但是他每次在唱赞美诗的时候，这个赞美诗的内容呢，却对他有很好的祈祷。
But every time he sang the hymns, he felt like those hymns sang to him.
每次他唱的这种很优美、很简洁的这个诗歌他就觉得这个内容怎么这么的好。
Every time he sang hymns, he felt like the words of the hymns were singing to him, and they were really good.
我们都知道，我们赞美诗里面会将这个人生的苦难或者是人的罪孽或者主耶稣十字架的救恩这些道理呢，都在诗歌当中呢讲得很清楚。
We all know that our hymns have covered a wide range of topics about our religion, salvation, and our lives.
虽然他很不会唱但是他是很用心灵在唱的。
And for even though he was not familiar with the hymns, he could sing with his heart.
所以他常常被这个诗词的内容呢感动的掉下眼泪。
And he will often be moved to tears.
感谢主就是用诗歌慢慢慢慢的来带领他来认识到神的真理。
Thanks to the grace of the Lord through the hymns, and he started to come to understand the truth.
他刚出来到教会慕道的时候看到大部分的弟兄姐妹祷告都有圣灵。
When he first came to church, he saw that all the other brothers and sisters prayed with the Holy Spirit.
他又用他过去的这种心理讲想你们都是装出来的。
And he started to think that all these people pretended.
就说你们都是装出来的。
He thought that Holy Spirit was only an act.
但是主耶稣真是慈爱
But our Lord is truly merciful.
就在那个时候呢，就让他也去邀请另外一个他的邻居他去邀请的一个邻居的叫做甘伯伯一起来到教会慕道。
And at the same time, he also asked his neighbor to come to church to truth seek.
耶稣就让那个甘伯伯呢先得到圣灵。
And this neighbor, Grandpa Gan, he received Holy Spirit.
那个甘伯伯祷告的时候，这个舌头来跳动讲灵言
And therefore, this grandpa, Mr. Gan, when he prayed, he had the Holy Spirit. His tongue started rolling, and he started speaking in tongue.
他就把他自己的这样体验来告诉这个张弟兄。
And so, Mr. Gan, he started to share his experience with Mr. Chang.
让他这样子呢，就绝对相信说，我们不是装假的啦。
And through this incident, he came to understand that the other members of the church were not pretending when they were praying with the Holy Spirit.
感谢神，最后他们全家呢，还有这个甘伯伯，他们一起都来接受洗礼。
So thank to the grace of the Lord, and eventually his whole family came to believe, and they were baptized.
他做见证时都讲到他现在所要追求的就是这个永生的这个目标。
And therefore, when he gave testimony, he said that from now on, what he would pursue after is his eternal life.
这个是我们每一个人都要走的这一条路。
Which is the path that we must all undertake.
但是我们要走回要回家呢，不在乎说我们是坐汽车，还是坐火车，还是搭飞机。
But our path that leads to our heavenly home, It's not a path that can be taken through train or a car ride or airplane.
我们要回家呢，不在乎说这个交通工具呢多么的舒适。
Oh, it does not matter how comfortable your means of transportation is.
这也是告诉我们，啊，不论我们的在世上的生活是多么的这种苦，有苦或者有难。
This also reminds us that no matter how much we suffered while living in this world,
你不会去在乎啦。
It doesn't matter anymore.
你就是一直要坚持把它走下去。
Just being persistent and walk upon the path.
你要走回到家，无论要达到你的目的。
All you have to do is do anything to get home.
在这个短暂的人生当中呢，才是真正的是有意义的。
And that is the only purpose in our short-lived life.
那况且呢，我们在这个半路当中，我们有主耶稣可以做我们的依靠，主耶稣会扶持我们。
And we can also be comforted that through our path, Jesus Christ will be by our side and helping us and guiding us.
愿主耶稣帮助我们，让我们在这个一生当中，对我们所做的一些判断，都能够靠主的帮助，得到正确的判断。
So let us pray to God so that we have the wisdom to make the right decisions and judgments in our life.
我们最后来再来唱六十七首。
Let us sing hymn 67.